Today we're going to finish up the candy dish problem. We discussed already what the issue is, that in a lot of the stores they sell pre-packed glass or metal dishes that are filled with candy, and there is no tefillas kelim that is done on these dishes prior to purchase, and people just eat the candy straight out of the dishes, and that seems to be a very big problem of tefillas kelim. We discussed what the potential heterim might be, and we discussed what the heterim are, for instance, by a pickle jar, by a coffee can, and why none of those heterim seem to really apply over here when it comes to this issue of the candy dish. So today what I want to discuss is potential solutions to this problem. Now, first I'm going to go through four solutions that I do not think will work, either for halachic or practical, or both reasons that are halachic and practical, and then I'll get through some solutions I think do work, and then maybe go through just two basic shitos and poskim about what our approach should be to this issue. So first, the solutions that I do not believe works. Many people have pointed me to the Aruch HaShulchan Simon Kuf Chaf Seif Lamed Beis, where the Aruch HaShulchan writes that any kli that doesn't come into direct contact with the food does not require tevila. So some have suggested maybe that would be the case over here, would be an easy solution. Just take a piece of cellophane and put it on top of the glass, and then none of the food will be directly on the glass, and then it'll be okay. Then maybe that would be a good solution. However, in Sefer Tefillas Kelim Perek Aleph Ha'ara Zayin, he points out that halacha of the Aruch HaShulchan is not that fundamentally any kli that the food happens to not be touching is not a problem. No, what it means to be saying is, and the Sefer Tefillas Kelim quotes this from Hashem Zalman Orbach, is that any kli that's not made to be used with direct contact with the food is not going to require tefillas kelim. For instance, if you ever seen in Israel, they sell bags of milk, or at least they used to, I don't know if they still do. Instead of selling in the cartons, they sell bags of milk. So how do you keep a bag of milk in your fridge once it's open? They have these little containers that you put the bag in. You're not supposed to pour the milk into those little pitchers. You're supposed to leave the milk in the bag. You cut a little hole in the corner of the bag, and the pitchers hold the bag inside of it. So it's never meant to touch the milk. That's what it means. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan means. Such a kli, if that pitcher was made out of metal, would not require tevila. But to take a kli that's meant to be used with direct contact with food and just happen to put a layer in between it does not seem to be a proper solution. Second potential solution, which is both practically and halachically flawed, is someone said, why don't you just have the store themselves use the kli before they sell it? So every time they get a new shipment in, they should have like a little candy party in the store, and all the employees should eat a couple of candies off of the kli, and that way the store will be able to do the tefillah themselves. Then they'll use the kli, because they're only allowed to do the tefillah if it's going to be klei suda for them and not klei schora for them, based on what we said in previous shiurim. So it will be klei suda for them because they're going to use it. So let them do tefillas kelim, then use it, so it was their klei suda, and then by the time they sell it, it's already toveled. So the practical problem with this is that it's impossible, that a store is going to have a party every time they get a new kli and they're going to use it for klei suda. Very, very difficult. The halachic problem is that it's not so clear that if you use a kli primarily for klei schora, and you just happen to use it once as klei suda, that would require tevila, that would be something that you can do tevila on. For instance, let's say you have a pocket knife, and you use the pocket knife, you're a Boy Scout, I don't know, you chop wood with it, you do all sorts of things, you kill small animals with it, I don't know, whatever you do, whatever Boy Scouts do with a pocket knife. But once in a while, every once in a while, or maybe just once, it came out that you needed a knife for something food related. And use it. So are you not allowed to use it because you didn't do tefillas kelim? It could be that if it's be'etzem, a pocket knife, and it's not really meant for food at all, and you just use it once, so maybe it does not require tevila. So if that's the case, the store, just because they use it once, that really it's klei schora for them. They use it once for klei suda. I don't know if that generates a chiyuv tevila. A third solution, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo Chel Beis in Samach Vav, says that if you have in mind never to acquire a utensil, never to be kona the kli, then it's considered hefker, and it's not going to be chayiv in tevila. So what you have to do is have in mind that I never want to be kona the kli. So when I buy the candy dish from the store, should have in mind that I'm only buying the candy and I'm not buying the dish. So there are two problems with this. Problem number one is that the dish is still owned by a Jew, and meaning the store I'm buying it from on Central Avenue is Jewish owned. It's not owned by a guy, so it's not still in the possession of a guy. And it doesn't necessarily get me out of the chiv of tevila. I'm using a kli owned by a Jew that tevila wasn't done on, and I'm using it as klei suda. So it's not so pashut that that's okay. And second of all, practically, this would be nearly impossible to tell every customer, have in mind you're not being kona the kli. I mean, they even understand what that means? What do you mean? I am buying it. What do you mean, have in mind not to buy it? I'm buying, yes, I do want it. I want to buy the kli. It's going to make for some very difficult conversations. Besides the fact that it's very hard to justify that a person's really having in mind not to be going to the kli when they're dafka paying an extra $15 for the kli. They could have bought the same candies in a bag for $15 less, but they're paying an extra $15 because it comes in a kli. What? And they're going to honestly say they're not having in mind to be going to the kli? Doesn't sound right at all. The fourth possible solution, which may be the best of the ones that don't always work, is the idea of doing zechiya. That maybe when the store buys the kli, the store should buy the kli for on behalf of whoever ultimately is going to buy it for them. That they're already being kona it for the ultimate purchaser of the kli. The problem with that is that, first of all, it relies on Breira. They have no idea who the ultimate purchaser is going to be. So far, I double my Freya that it's Yankel from whatever, from Longacre Avenue, who's buying the kli. Who's buying the kli? So super adorable Mafreya that's the one who's going to be buying the kli. But they don't know that at the time they're making the kinyan, and it's not so posh you can make a kinyan for somebody that you don't even know who it is. So for Durabbanans, we tend to be samech on Breira. So maybe if it's a glass kli, you have what to rely on. For Daraisas, we're not samech on Breira. For metal kli, you don't have what to rely on. But anyway, it's very difficult. If they're really being kona the kli on behalf of the person who they ultimately sell it to, well, what gives them the right to take money for it then? They shouldn't be able to take money for the kli. It already belongs to the other person. So they can't turn around and sell it to the other person. It already belongs to the other person. Meaning, the idea would be that they're koned for them, and therefore they're the shliach of that person to make it, to do tevilas kelim on it, because it's klei suda for that person. But how could they then sell it to the other person? So I think the solutions that are more likely to work are, number one, if a store maybe has a special order, that it's not that you could buy a kli prefab, already made, pre-packed. You go into the store, you say, they could have like, you know, set up models or, you know, like, what do they call it? Not, you know, the showcase, yeah, with what they could make up for you. You go into the store, you say, I want that. And they'll say, okay, we'll make it up for you. And once you order it, then they can be tovlet if they have a mikveh in the store. Or like, let's say, oh nuts, there's a mikveh right across the street in the electronics store across the street. Mm-hmm. So they could just run across the street, tovlet there for you, and put it together for you. And that l'chora would work. Even if you haven't yet paid for it, Ramosha holds that as soon as the purchaser expresses clear intent to buy the item, Ramosha is quoted in the Sefer Ale Yeshurun on page 64, Ha'ara 212, that even if you just express clear intent to buy it, that would be good enough. They could already do the tevilah for you. So that would be one solution. It would be much more tedious and difficult for the store. That's one solution. Another solution is the store just doesn't use glass and metal kelim. There are enough nice klei cheres, klei eitz that are out there that they don't have to. Most of the stuff they sell is not klei zechuchus. Last time I walked into Onatz, I saw that the only klei zechuchus that they had were two bishvat platters. They didn't even have the regular platters in. But I looked at how they labeled the two bishvat platter with a glass dish that had a gold rim on it, and I wanted to see whether it said fruit platter or dried fruit platter. It said on the label, glass dish with gold rim. And it happens to be that it has some fruit in it, so that said a lot to me. That be'ikr, they're really selling the dish. They just want to make it nice with a little bit of, with some fruit on it also. The other potential heter, I think this is what they do in Queens, is that they load the kelim with prepackaged goods. Not just to put a cellophane or something down in it. That they'll put bags of potato chips, candies that each are individually wrapped. So in that case, you're never actually eating it straight from the kli. You're eating it from the bag. The kli itself is not at all connected to the food. It's not just stam that you have something being mafsik. It's not even what's holding the food. The food is really being held by the bag. It's really being held by the wrapper. So I think in that situation, that would be permissible. You're never actually eating it straight from the kli. So I think that's what they do. I think that's what the Queen's Vat decided to do when I made a whole taram a few years ago, and I told Rabbi Marcus about the problem, and he raised it in Queens. I think that's what they came up with in Queens. Rav, so opinions of poskim. So what do we do? Rav Shechter thought you have to do one of these solutions of using Kli Charis Kli Yeitz or loading the utensil of prepackaged goods, that we certainly can't do what we're doing. That we can't, and we can't even have the store tovel them, that we need to come up with some better solution, like they do in Queens, or like I heard they do in Queens, or whatever it is. We need to come up with something, one of these solutions that I suggested. Rav Schachter has this printed in a tshuva that he wrote in document A176 for the Orthodox Union, when they wanted to sell salt shakers that have salt already in them. And he said, you absolutely cannot do that. People are going to buy them, use the salt shakers, and only once they empty them will they tovel them, and that's no good because they're using them with the salt in them already, so that's no good. Can the store tovel them before they sell it? No, it's clay schor, if it's not clay suda. He thought everything we said is correct. Rav Asher Weiss, as I mentioned last time, in Minchas Asher, suggests that the store can do the tevila. He says the store is not chayiv in the tevila because it's clay schor for them. But if they do it, the tefillah would work. So it would seem, Rav Asher Weiss would suggest, and I believe someone told me this is what they do in Brooklyn, that the Vada Flapush insists on this, that the store themselves does the tefillah, and by the time you buy it, it's already tovled. And that's relying on Rav Asher Weiss, that even though it's not, we saw the Minchas Yitzchak doesn't hold like the Minchas Yitzchak holds, if you do the tefillah when it's not chayiv in tefillah, it doesn't even work. Rav Asher holds that no, if you do the tefillah when it's not chayiv in tefillah, because it's only clay schor for you, the tefillah will still work. You just not, the store wasn't chayiv in the tefillah. So that's what they do in order to be able to sell it prepackaged and not be violating lifnei iver, that people are going to be eating out of kelim that are prepackaged with candy. So that's, and here in the Five Towns, we haven't yet solved this problem. So apparently in Brooklyn and Queens, they figured it out. We haven't yet figured it out over here. Mitzvah Hashem, Oruch Hazal Lamoed, we'll figure out all the world's problems.
Questions?